Well, how you doing? Zach Costin,
TJ Laramie,
Adam Henrique,
Joe Siddle,
Tom Crawford.
Holy mackinaw, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everybody, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports podcast, presented by Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. My name is Drake Moore, and I'm your host for the Wind City Sports Podcast every Monday, anywhere podcasts are found, first thing in the morning on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and again, anywhere podcasts are found. We also have a huge social media presence with our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube channel. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be on whatever apps you might use. And be sure to give us a review or rating on whatever app you might use, or podcasting app or whatever. And please share the Wind City Sports Podcast. Tell your friends, tell Wind City about the Wind City Sports Podcast. Going strong for 5 years now. We need to spread the word a little bit more and get it out there. So that being said, we're rolling into a new episode, as today is Monday, December 6, 2021, and it's episode 236 of Wind City Sports, one of our last of the year. We'll probably got about two more after this, and we're going to take a week or two off, well, 2 weeks off for Christmas and New Year's Eve, and then we'll be back the first, maybe the first Monday of the year. I'll check the calendar. Yeah, definitely. We'll shoot for that first week of January 2022. But nevertheless, we'll talk about Wind City Sports episode 236 today. We're going to be talking to two returning guests, and we're also going to be obviously breaking down some local sports news. Nothing too crazy has happened in the last week for Wind City Sports, I guess. So we are going to get you caught up with our Windsor Spitfires, Windsor Lancers sports as they approach their Christmas break as well. A little bit St. Clair Saints athletics, and see what else we can come up with. But today, again, we're talking to a pair of former guests on the Wind City Sports Podcast, one of which making his third appearance on the show. And that's who we'll be starting off with today, in El Reverso, the Lucha from the Yukon, the Luchador from the Yukon. Longtime professional wrestler here in Windsor. I've told his story way back on episode 85 of Wind City Sports. Told his story. He's a Windsor guy. Moved away for a little bit, left wrestling for a little bit, and then ended up coming back, which is a little bit about something of which we'll talk about with our second guest. But we do talk to Reverso about, you know, returning to wrestling from the pandemic in this episode. He was also on the episode 115, the BCW roundtable before the 25th anniversary of BCW. So again, keep that in mind for the second interview. But we talked to Reverso basically about the return of wrestling and pro wrestling in Ontario. Nothing of yet here in Windsor, like Border City Wrestling, of course, but we talked to some local pro wrestlers and pro wrestling public figures, I suppose, as our second guest is the jack of all trades in pro wrestling. He's been a wrestler at one time, referee, announcer, MC, bell ringer, timekeeper, whatever it is, he's done it all. It's Jeffrey Scott returning to the Wind City Sports Podcast. Big toy guy is Jeffrey Scott, so he's got some events coming up here in Windsor that he wanted to talk about, kind of replacing their annual BCW Twas the Fight Before Christmas event, where they would raise money for Adopt a Vet. So we want to hear about that. He's also going to talk a little bit about Reverso and the return of pro wrestling around Ontario, and hopefully one day the return of Border City Wrestling and what that might be like. So kind of going back to our roots, as I like to say here on Wind City Sports, is our first ever episode was with Irish Bobby Clancy, old school professional wrestler from Windsor. Wanted to kick things off with, obviously I'm a wrestling fan and always have been, and I thought that would have been my, you know, expertise in the interviewing world. So I decided to start off with wrestling, and I always like to come back to it. We've had many wrestlers on the show, and love to have them on, and you know, I love doing it. So we're catching up with two that we've had on to in the past. We'll start off with El Reverso and then get into Jeffrey Scott a little bit later on in the show, pretty soon. But first, I just want to tell you about the Windsor Spitfires and what we might have missed in the last week. I actually got a sweet deal from their Black Friday event. If you missed that, there were some awesome deals, actually, like 80%, 85% off some things. I got a nice Under Armour quarter zip. I thought you would all like to know that. But the Spitfires are coming off of a huge win. 7-5 final over Sarnia was their final score of their last game on Friday night in Sarnia's barn. Previous to that, they had played at home, losing an OT to Erie on Thursday, just the night before. And they had played the Saturday, losing to Saginaw in overtime as well. So, and even before that, they played Saginaw home and home, so we would have missed that, maybe, I think. So anyway, in the last three games, 4 points, so that's not too bad. Coming up next, they have Owen Sound at home this Wednesday, actually, a special Wednesday game night. From there, they'll be heading up to London, take on the Knights, their rival at the Budweiser Gardens. And then after that, they'll be back home on Saturday to welcome the Kitchener Rangers. So coming up this week for the Spitfires, we got two home games, one on Wednesday night and one on Saturday night. Spits moved up in the rankings in the last week, though, moving up to the 7th place spot with a record of 9-8-2-2. Windsor captain Will Cooley will be heading off to Team Canada's National Junior Team Camp for the World Juniors this year. The New York Rangers draftee looking to represent our country this year in the World Juniors and represent the Windsor Spitfires as well. Windsor area native Brett Brochu has also been invited to the camp, likely going to make it. I mean, I think he was the backup year prior, and he's playing for the London Knights. And we also have a trade in the news. The Spitfires sent 5th round pick in the 2025 draft for Alice Christopoulos, 2003 born forward, scored 49 goals and 44 assists for 93 points in 43 games with the Don Mills Flyers for minor midgets a few years back. So he's going to be stepping up into the Junior A world. As Bill Bowler spoke about the addition to the team, he thinks he's a hardworking player, plays with pace, and will bring a lot of energy to the team. So that's pretty much all of our recent Windsor Spitfire news. Got you caught up with all that. And we're going to move into pro wrestling now. Again, there's not a lot of pro wrestling to talk about right now in Windsor. There's no events being ran until further notice. Still not sure when they'll come back. But we do have some people in the pro wrestling world here in Windsor. We have a lot, actually. And we're going to get caught up with a few of them in El Reverso and Jeffrey Scott. So let's kick things off with the Yucha from the Yukon, El Reverso. Here we go.
All right. So returning to the show now is a longtime professional wrestler, the Yucha from the Yukon, short and simple, El Reverso. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be back.
Yeah, man. It's always good to, like I said, we were just talking for a little bit. Good to chat and catch up with you. So most basic question that I've ever asked anyone is just, how are you? And how's the welcome back to wrestling been the last, not too long, you know, maybe 2-3 months?
Well, I personally am feeling great. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm very motivated and very passionate. Things have been going very great on the wrestling front. Not so much here in Windsor. Windsor's still kind of behind the other Southern Ontario areas when it comes to independent wrestling coming back. But I think it's been like that for most of the public events anyways, when it comes to like other things like weddings and everything like that anyways. Yeah. So it's sad to say, but the wrestling has been fantastic. It's never been busier for me. It's good to see life returning back to normal after everything that's gone on. Yeah. So
yeah, it's been long enough, man. Been long enough. And you know, we got to do some little things here and there, but to have like shows and events and stuff like that in Windsor or Ontario, maybe they're going to pass some bill or no wrestling ban in Windsor or something, but
wouldn't put it past them.
Like, yeah, with like the wedding thing, you know, so like that's a good analogy. Right. But dude, yeah, it's cool. It's pretty weird to rewind, you know, talk to you maybe 3 years ago, got your whole story, and then just going crazy with wrestling for a while. But when it first happened, had it been really weird for you guys? Because I mean, you know, a lot of guys are here in Windsor, surrounding area, not too far, you know, keeping in touch, training and doing stuff, but also being able to travel with each other, meet up with each other in the States around Ontario. Now all of a sudden, nothing. It's like a, you know, a dirt road with a tumbleweed. So that's weird for you guys. Just kind of looking like, what do we do, right?
It was, honestly, it was kind of like that cartoon Wile E. Coyote where he hits the brick wall all of a sudden. That's like the it's painted over into a roadway. That's what it felt like. All of a sudden, you hit a brick wall and you're like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, it really felt like a lot of us had so much momentum going. We were like Ontario Independent Wrestling was really just catching fire. It was really gaining a lot of notoriety, like just not in the like other places around the world too. We're starting to recognize the talent that we had here in Southern Ontario. And all of a sudden it just went to nothing. And thankfully a few of us were able to find little places to just stay in shape. You know what I mean? Because even that was a challenge at first. And then once things started opening up and once people were able to start getting the vaccines and then people start getting to back into wrestling rings, you know, things slowly rolled downhill. And then I feel like not only are we right back where we were before the pandemic, but we're actually picked up a little bit hotter because people realize how much they actually miss it. Yeah. You know, people realize how vital it was to their livelihood.
Yeah, especially a lot of the, you know, quote unquote diehards, you know, the old reliables, the unrulies, you know, kind of stuff. You mentioned a lot of things that I do want to talk about, though. And I don't know, I guess we'll kind of try to keep it on track. Because like you said, like the Ontario indie scene was just, it was one of the top, if not one of the best in the world, it seemed like, you know. Maybe it's just us because we're used to it, but so much great wrestlers coming out of here, and then all of a sudden nothing. So we were supposed to have lockdown in March of 2020, which is crazy to think that, you know, a week later that could have happened.
Oh yeah, it's ironic actually that the show was called Lockdown and it was canceled because we were in a government lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's very sad. And actually that match was that show specifically, I was supposed to wrestle Ace Austin in the cage, still the exhibition champion at the time. So that would have been just a tremendous boon for me for my career. But that was one of those things where it just all of a sudden felt like, and then we're not going anywhere, right? Like it just really felt sad. But fortunate and thankfully enough, things have been continuing with that momentum. Things have been going very good. I haven't wrestled Ace Austin yet. I hope that is coming up in the future. But things have been going great. I can't complain that one bit.
Yeah. You know, to kind of allude on that too, like, again, kind of going back just before the pandemic, everyone just hit a brick wall. Yourself, you were kind of back into it more than ever for the last few years, you know, at that point prior. And things were looking great for you, man. Looking great for everybody too. So had it been a bit of a challenge, let's talk about, you know, like yourself again, getting back into it and then all of a sudden, boom, dead stop on the road when you had opportunities to start moving up in the world, right?
Oh yeah. And it was honestly, when I got discouraged, it was, we had a taping, there was an Impact taping where it was at the Diener Complex. And I remember being very, very positive about the way I expected things to turn out. And it just didn't turn out the way that I expected for me. I was given every opportunity, you know what I mean? And I can't really complain. Like Impact, you know what I mean? They're amazing with how they do things. It was very professional and everything. And I didn't perform the way that I thought I could. And I got really sad about it. You know what I mean? It was one of those things that started that decline. Yeah. And thankfully I had the support in my life behind me to say, like, you know, just shake it off. Like my girlfriend, like my gym closed at the same time that all this was happening too, or that, you know what I mean? So my girlfriend got me some weights. My parents got me some weights and stuff. And they just encouraged me to keep going. And that, you know, it's not, even though the pandemic was going on, there's no wrestling. And then that was it. And I had no other shot. They're like, no, that's not it. Just be patient and keep going. So thankfully I was able to pull myself out of that just in the right time. And then get ready right when things are starting to open up.
Yeah, that's what you need, that support. I mean, you got it from the boys and girls too, but to have it outside of that world is very important, you know. And since talking the first time, the last time, whatever that was, I'm sure we still missed a lot of El Reverso, you know, at least for myself and for maybe people listening to this show. So a lot of things, like we were just talking about, things were going great for you, but at least at some point you had that group of people to train with, and at times when you're allowed to probably go to the school and stuff like that, it was probably very beneficial during the lockdowns and those shady times, right?
Oh, it was very fortunate. I mean, like without people like Scott in my life, Aiden Prince, Pupinder Gajar, Joe Doring, those people were all there near the tail end of the pandemic to help get back into shape and everything. And that was our tight-knit little group of people that were allowed to roll, you know what I mean, kind of thing to try and stay in shape. And like, I can't, to be even considered in that group of people, like, you know what I mean, to be eligible to, it's a blessing as it is. And then now, yeah, to be able to continue with the knowledge that they were able to put onto me. And then we're, you know what I mean? Everything, it's amazing. It's just an amazing experience. It's one of those things where I look back on it and it's going to, something I'm going to feel blessed for the rest of my life about is that I had that experience there at the end of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really making me remember a lot of things about the BCW group and the wrestling community here, because it's almost like another lifetime. Like, you know, that stuff almost didn't exist. And
it's true. Yeah. We're such a tight-knit family, you know what I mean? The BCW group, the wrestlers and the fans alike, you know what I mean? We were together. We were close. Yeah. So it's sad that it's been gone for so, so long. And I just know that when it comes back, it's going to be a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I thought about that, and we'll maybe talk about it too, but it's just, it's crazy to even think, because like it feels like it's never happened. Like I said, it's almost like a myth or something, these BCW shows. But again, this, the community being tight internally and externally as well. You kind of mentioned it was probably a struggle to keep up with fitness at first when gyms closed and like the YMCA completely closed, right? That's where you used to train and stuff, right?
Oh yeah. And that was one of those tent poles of support in my career. Honestly, they're a group that not only did I get to know the people that worked there, but like they supported my career as well. Like they would put up posts about my shows. They would put up posters in the building. You know what I mean? I would do interviews with some of the people there too. Like it was just, it was an amazing thing to have as a support system was the YMCA there. And to see that go because of the pandemic, it was really a sad thing, but thankfully, you know, like you were saying, like, thankfully things did work out in the end. And I work out at a different gym now. Me and Bhupinder, you know what I mean? Once in a while at Crunch, like he's awesome. You can see he's just a massive individual. We like to talk about working out here and there. And then obviously in the ring here and there. So that was, I guess that's part of it is not only what did I have little openings of support, but also I had people where I was able to help, you know, stay informed during that time frame too, because that was another tough thing too. Because you can sit there and watch anything that you want on YouTube and the news is full of all these sort of things and everything. And there's everybody has, but when you have someone that's knowledgeable and in the know, that's invaluable to have like a support system. So
yeah, looking back on those days, it's really, you really cherish those times and people and, you know, like last winter or something, just being able to go work out once in a while.
Exactly.
Or whatever, but it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Even Al, A1, actually, there was a workout that we had with Al the one time that was really nice. Yeah. So.
And again, probably not seen a lot of guys recently too. So it's good to link up and just do something like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Especially after so long, like you said. Yeah. It just rekindles how important those connections are.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been a struggle for everyone pretty much the last year or two. And like you mentioned, kind of the vaccine started getting rolling out, things starting to shape up in the province and the country for like, you know, special events and stuff like that. What was the reception like internally? You know, it's not like you guys go into the office Monday to Friday and see each other. So I'm sure there's a lot of like group text to text, like, okay, we can do this. Maybe we can go here. How are we going to get booked? What's going on? I'm sure once it started to happen, there was a lot of talk, a lot of excitement probably from you guys.
Oh, tons of excitement, a lot of hesitancy. Emotions are emotional roller coaster is definitely a good way to put it, because there's little things that happen, right? Like at shows, they'll say, you know, don't slap five, we don't want you going into the fans and everything like that, which is, you know what I mean, we want to be as safe as possible. So as you're running around the ring, you get really excited, and every once in a while you see that little five-year-old kid run over to you and you slap five as you're walking by, and you're like, wait a second, I was told not to, oh my gosh, I gotta go on, you know what I mean? You feel bad and you're like, please don't fire me, I just didn't feel like it's, you know. You go into a muscle memory thing of just being so connected to the fans, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to adapt and change and go a different way. So it's hard. And thankfully promoters and fans, everyone's been very understanding of certain things, and the hesitancy and safety protocols have been there. I would say like, it's exactly what it's expected. No one's really crossed any lines. No one's, you know what I mean? Every show that I've been at has been most like, for the most part, safe. I would just say there's one or two things are like, oh my gosh, like, is this okay? You know what I mean? You feel bad about it after, because it comes from a life that we knew before, right? Yeah. So it's not really that vicious thing. It's more just like a, ooh, wow, I miss this.
Yeah. I mean, we're used to the protocols now, but I mean, you're taught to do those things, right? So it's just a custom in your brain, no matter what. I mean, it's just what you're taught, right? So that's, it's funny. True. I actually kind of did think about that, because it's like, it'd be hard to run a wrestling show right now, you know?
Oh yeah, it's insane. That's some of the things I've, you know, just kicking around ideas going on. You know, it's, the logistics are It's tough. It really is tough. And I got to give it out to all these promoters that are putting on shows right now and that are going through all the headaches and, you know, dodging all the roadblocks to try and get these shows up. They're doing amazing. Honestly, I can't say how tough it is with everything going on. So I have to give a special thanks to all the promoters out there that are pushing through despite the protocols and, you know, making sure everyone not only has a good show to enjoy, but that they're safe while they're doing it. Yeah. So that's
what it's all about, you know, so. That's awesome stuff, man. And maybe a little different everywhere too, because I noticed, you know, a lot of you guys, maybe not only, or including yourself, sorry, going around Ontario, Quebec, and even out east. So it might be a little bit different everywhere you go. I want to kind of talk about the different places and shows you guys have been to. I see Sea Valley and Chemical Valley and Sarnia and stuff like that. So looks like your weekends are busy again, man.
Yeah. Basically, I'm booked all the way up into the new year, which is it's awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's been nice. Cornwall's an amazing city. Sarnia, passionate fans. I love wrestling in Sarnia, and thankfully, it's not so far away. Yeah. But also, I've been to Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I'm actually going back there in 2 weeks. I'm going to be wrestling Kobe Christ for the Kaizen Pro Wrestling Championship, and that's something that he was a trainee at Can-Am Wrestling back in 2006, so he actually started wrestling here in Windsor around us, you know, when I first started wrestling too. So we have this deep connection and this deep bond that formulated back when we first started wrestling, that we seem to come back into each other's lives every so often and bounce off each other. And this next one could be the biggest. Honestly, I really feel like it's going to be one of the better matches, regardless of outcome, one of the better matches that we've had.
Fantastic, man. Yeah. And we'll kind of talk about that too, because like you had mentioned, I know I'm sure everyone's eager to get back to it. It's cool to see some of the fans that you've seen all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like even more of a buzz now because everyone, you know, is eager to get back. That's kind of like you were talking about before, right? So things are just back to normal, but even higher up, at least in the way you guys are feeling, it seems.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The energy in the locker room is, I gotta say, it's never been higher. You know what I mean? And everyone's motivated. Everybody that's in every locker room that I've been in, they're all motivated to put on the best show that they possibly can, to be in the best shape they possibly can. Like, I've never seen that sort of in a locker room. Everybody is just, they're trying to bring their game to a whole new level. They understand how vital it is to really utilize the time that they have, you know what I mean? Because anything could happen at any point in time. They could go away like that, right? So I feel like there's a whole renewed passion and energy in the locker room. And then the fans are the ones that are going to benefit from it the most because they're just getting a better product. So
win-win, man. It's a win-win.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to like take a break from something or, you know, take some time off for a certain reason, but to be forced to do it is totally different, especially you talk about how vital 1 year could be, 2 years of not keeping sharp with whatever it is you might be in. And a thing like wrestling, you know, in the ring, out of the ring, all the different things in the ring, you know, it's difficult to keep sharp, I'm sure. And now to be back to it, everyone is ready to rock and roll, eh?
Oh, it's true. And I can imagine that there's a lot of people out there that might even be feeling a little bit behind because Windsor, it's like, well, Southern Ontario itself, it seems a little bit, you know, like I was saying, the shows aren't really happening here, especially here in Windsor. Yeah. So you look around and a few months ago when nothing was going on here, you'd see that stuff was still going on in the States or in the UK. And you'd almost feel like, oh my gosh, like, you know, when is this going to happen here? You almost feel behind. So now I'm sure that people are just getting into it and they're feeling like they have to play catch up. So, you know, it's even more anxiety, even more, you know what I mean? Even more drive to keep up with the hurt. So,
yeah. I mean, it's so true, man. I remember a couple months ago just being so frustrating, like looking across the border and everything's normal and here we're locked down. And now here, like it feels like things are normal, but we're still taking those precautions, which is fine. But of course, we got to be close to that fine line of, you know, we're on the end tail of this stuff. And again, everyone's back having fun. I'm glad to see it. But I got to kind of ask this one inevitable question to sort of start to wrap it up. Internally, has there been any talk about BCW coming back or anything like that? Maybe not like, you know, when or where kind of thing, but I'm sure you guys have been a little bit of discussions, right?
There's nothing official, but there has been little rumblings. I can say that there has been talks that talks about a show, but nothing official. There's still too much going on for everyone to feel very comfortable in Windsor.
Yeah.
So I think that it's still something that's going to happen probably in the new year. It won't be before 2021. That's something I don't see happening.
Yeah. Like that's what I mean. Like not like, you know, we have anything anticipated, but like the guys and girls got to be like talking about it, you know, like if we're in Sarnia and we're in London or whatever, eventually we're going to be in Windsor. Right. So.
Oh yeah. I honestly feel like it's not even as much a demand. The demand, I feel like it's there, you know, because there's people that are contacting me all the time that are asking about the show. I had a fan, actually, amazing, amazing fans. They came to Toronto to come and watch me just this past weekend at Demand Lucha. Brian and Dan, thank you so much. You guys are the best. Shout out to them. They came to Demand Lucha and to Destiny Wrestling to watch me wrestle this past weekend. So, you know, I got to say that they are so passionate and they want to see wrestling so bad. They're willing to drive 4 hours, stay overnight in a hotel just to see, you know, me and Aiden France. So that makes me feel special. And it makes me feel like what I'm doing now is something, you know, encouraging, and it's something that's inspiring to people. So I have a responsibility to keep it going.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that it's going to keep going here, but I think when I'm the only one that's wearing a mask in the city, that's probably when it's more likely to happen.
Then it's over. Yeah, man, that's cool. I mean, maybe a little bit more of a struggle for you guys with the travel. I mean, but part of it is traveling to shows is the fun part too, you know, with friends and family, like you mentioned. So it's cool, man. It's cool. And that's what wrestling's all about, you know, providing that entertainment for people and to you know, be proud of your work and stuff like that. So man, so happy that that things are shaping up again. You know, I've been talking to tons of people in different fields, and like we talked before started recording, I wanted to get some wrestling back on here, even though there's not a lot going on. But we have so many professional wrestlers in Windsor who connect with each other, like yourself, and it's cool to tell your story and catch up with you, man. So thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Huge thanks to El Reverso for taking the time to chat with me on the Wind City Sports podcast. Get caught up and, you know, talk about some of the things he's been doing most recently in the pro wrestling world, even though it's not going on here in Windsor. Again, you can hear his full story on episode 85. Hear him tell some great stories with Aiden Prince and Phil Atlas on episode 115 of Wind City Sports. A great guy to talk to, always fun and always cool to talk to. Reverso's got a big match this weekend too, out in Montreal for Main Event Wrestling this December 10th, this Friday actually, as he takes on Ace Austin of Impact Wrestling, like he talked about on the podcast. He was actually supposed to wrestle him in Windsor, so now he gets to do it up in Montreal. He does have a really good story, though, if you do go back and listen to his first episode. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. But before we get into our next interview with Jeffrey Scott, I got to tell you about Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC, located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg. The holiday countdown event continues on as we roll into the new year and as new models approach. They're offering great deals on the new 2020 GMC Yukon, the 2022 Chevrolet Suburban, and the new 2022 Chevrolet Tahoe. And that's just to name a few. We also have a few more 2022s in stock. Great deals, great people down there at Amherstburg Chevy GMC. They're proud to serve all the folks in Windsor, Kingsville, LaSalle, and surrounding areas. They provide top-notch quality service to everyone who walks through the doors, and this includes assistance with picking out a new ride, financing it, and keeping it top quality condition. So check them out at AmherstburgGM.com as well, located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg, Ontario. Tell them the Wind City Sports Podcast sent you too. Hopefully an even better deal, discount you might get. But anyway, we're going to roll through this again. We're going to talk about Amherstburg Chevy in a little bit following our interview with Jeffrey Scott. This guy's been a referee, manager probably. Yeah, he's been a manager. He's been a wrestler. He's been GM probably somewhere. He's like a public figure in local Ontario wrestling. And again, had him on the show about 2 years ago. Listen to his whole story and listen to him tell some great stories about the old days of BCW and with all the wrestlers that used to come in, taking care of them and Just lots of great stories from Jeffrey Scott. Always cool to talk to him as well, and you're going to enjoy this little chat with Border City Wrestling's Jeffrey Scott. Here we go.
All right, so returning to the show is a longtime BCW MC, announcer, ref, jack of all trades in the wrestling world, also known as Junk Food Jeff and Funko Pop extraordinaire.
Right.
Welcome back, man. How you been?
Hey, man. How are you? Good to see you again. It's great to see your face. I don't see anybody's faces anymore. Yeah. Everybody's got masks on, so it's good to see you.
I know. It's hard to even recognize people out in public, the people I didn't know.
It sucks.
Yeah, and even though it has to be this way, it's cool to be able to do it, man. So, again, it's cool to catch up and stuff. And as you know, we also got Reverso on the show today, so...
Yeah, speaking of masks, right?
Yeah. Perfect guy to have on during the, like, he didn't really have to change too much for the mask stuff in the last 2 years, right?
But it's just too bad his mask only covers every part that you're not supposed to. Which is like technically the reverse of what you're supposed to do. So technically the whole thing is on brand for him. So congratulations to El Reverso for that. Yeah.
And he's always on brand, that guy, too. And he's looking real good, man. Have you seen, wrestling's kind of back, so have you seen anything?
Okay, so what's pretty crazy about him is, like, he's in literally the best shape I've ever seen him in my entire life. Like, he posts those pictures on Facebook of himself, and, like, I want to rip on him so bad, but the guy looks so good. I have nothing but good things to say to the guy. And it's, like, to think, like... He's a guy I think that was around in 2010?
Even before that.
And then he left for a while, went to Edmonton, and then he came back. In the last 5 years, I think he's really focused and put things into third gear and really done a lot for himself and his career and his look and his ability. And he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your entire life, and helpful and humble and polite. So he's like, when it comes to like doing shows, you know, with Border City Wrestling and stuff, if you could have 100 El Reversos around, that's, you know, you're doing good. Cause he's good people. He's one of the best people we have. You know what I mean? For sure.
I can agree with that. Even just, you know, talking to him and knowing him a little bit, one of the best guys I've met through the pod and through in the rest, like all the guys in wrestling are cool, you know, cause everyone can talk. But like he's a good dude, so it's cool to see.
I got a chance. There was on Halloween, I had the opportunity to be the announcer on a lucha show up in Mississauga, and he was on there. He looks like a million bucks. Aiden Prince, I've seen him on a couple shows. I've only been to three. I've been to Destiny, Chem Valley Wrestling, and Lucha, and. Really, you know, with Ontario, with stuff starting to, you know, finally kind of pick up, it's a good opportunity for guys like Reverso and Aiden Prince and Bhupinder and guys like that to really get to show people what they've been working on and what they've accomplished the last couple of years. And, you know, us in Canada, we have a hard time getting any sort of exposure. But I think if you're really good and you're really talented like those guys, you know, I think the cream rises to the top, and I look forward to what's going to happen once this stuff's done and we can get back to doing business, you know, back to doing Border City shows. You know, we usually, every December we do a show at the Tecumseh Legion, to raise funds for Adopt-A-Vet. Are you familiar with that charity?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know, it was the night before Christmas. I remember those events. For sure.
And, so what happens is, there'll be like, veterans who, lose their families, or like their families are gone, or they don't have family and they don't have anyone to buy them a Christmas gift. And this is mostly veterans that are in like nursing homes, and they've got a list of everybody. And if they do not have friends or family, that Adopt-A-Vet will go out and purchase Christmas gifts for them. New socks, new underwear, you know, puzzle books, puzzles, crosswords, whatever these guys need, you know, Adopt-A-Vet makes sure that they're all taken care of. And that's a charity that I hold dear to my heart. Both of my grandparents are, both my grandfathers were veterans. And we've been doing that with Border City for many, many years. And this year, obviously, because this year and last year, because of the pandemic, we weren't be able to do anything. Last year, what we did was a little bit of an online drive for them, which, you know, I think was a success. I think they were looking to raise like 3,000, and I think they beat that goal. And then this year, I think I was talking to you about it off air. We're doing a fundraiser this year as a, since we can't do wrestling, I'm going to run a like a Christmas toy show at the Legion. And a portion of the proceeds of that is going to go to Adopt-A-Vet, and they will be there as well, collecting donations and talking to anybody that, you know, wants to know more about the charity or wants to get involved or wants to know how to donate.
That's fantastic, man. And like, I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, just because the wrestling can't be going on right now, this right. is something that you decided, hey, let's keep this tradition going. I'll step up and run a little event there.
Right. Yeah, well, just because, you know, I mean, just because of the situation that we're in, it doesn't mean that these guys don't deserve Christmas presents. And, you know what I mean? It's, if there's a way for me to do this and, you know, unload some toys and, you know, make some friends and make some money and make some money for the veterans, make some money for the Legion, it's, everyone wins. I think it's a pretty good deal. You know, everyone always travels out of town for these toy shows. They go to Mississauga, Hamilton, Niagara Falls, London. But there's like, I don't know, there's like a worldwide toy shortage going on. You know, all that, all the toys are stuck on shipment containers out in the middle of the ocean waiting to get received in California. And there, you know, there's a shortage of food, clothes, all this stuff. And mostly, especially for Christmas, there's a toy shortage. So if you're looking for that last minute gift, you know, December 18th and 19th at the Tecumseh Legion. If you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Funko Pop Swap. And the event itself is called Holiday Pop Culture Swap. So I'll send you the link when we're done recording this. And if anyone out there is interested, there's not just going to be Funko Pops. There's going to be wrestling figures. If you're into wrestling, wrestling collectibles, there's going to be a Pokemon trade table. So if you're into Pokemon cards and you want to trade with other local Pokemon collectors, there's going to be a Pokemon trade table. There's going to be guys selling packs of Pokemon cards. So if you're having trouble finding cards for Christmas, there's going to be a local artist there selling her greeting cards, which is pretty cool. There's going to be a guy there selling old vinyl records. So it's going to be fun. It's just a bunch of people getting together trying to sell some stuff and raise some money for the veterans. And you know, if you're into Funko Pops, you know what I mean? I also, instead of Border City, I also run Windsor Funko Pop Friends. And that's a Facebook group where it's basically about 300 local Windsor people. And we just kind of talk about pops, new releases, upcoming releases. So if you're into that kind of thing, that's where we're at. Come and say hello.
Beautiful. I was going to say, I know you're no stranger to this trade. I believe you ran a couple of these before, maybe at the Legion too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. So, every I did it usually after Christmas, like in between Boxing Day and New Year's.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
But we moved it up this year because of the whole Adopt-A-Vet, you know, trying to get the money for that.
Yeah.
So that's good. And like, if that's a success, you know, we'll be back again probably the summertime. We'll do another one. Just a cool way to get the group together, get people, like-minded people together and, you know, hang out, talk toys, you know what I mean? It's like a Comic-Con, but like with just toys, you know what I mean? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, like you said, those are the kind of things that we used to do before, just gather and just have a good time, right? So it's good that energy is kind of coming back. We're allowed to do these things again and feel like a lot of people are excited to get out. And
you were coming to the wrestling shows about for how long? Like when you were a little kid.
Yeah, my whole life. Yeah.
And I was selling the wrestling figures at the shows back then.
I was going to say that earlier because we were talking about going to the States. And I remember the old, like, you know, Attitude Era, WWF stuff they have there. And I remember you would do, like, orders for people too, right? I'm pretty sure my dad got us some stuff from you for Christmas and shit like that.
And that's a lot of what I do right now with the pops too, is like our group is not really about, you know, really making money. It's more like, you know, it's almost like like-minded people just kind of talking about the hobby instead of it always just being about selling. Like, selling is fine, and the show upcoming obviously is about selling because it's, you know, a week before Christmas, but the other 365 days a year, it's an actual group where we talk. And, you know, there's just like a regular group, there's fighting, there's, you know, there's agreeing, there's giveaways, there's parties, there's bonfires, there's driveway hangouts and stuff like that. I don't know, I think that's what we need more of in life, is more hanging out and getting offline. I think in the last 2 years, I think, you know, everyone was kind of going toward the whole online thing. And I think after this situation is done, I think we're going to see a lot more like, let's get together in person kind of stuff, because I don't know. I miss, you know, going to a wrestling show and seeing the familiar faces and hugging the boys and telling them you miss them. And like, it just, there's just, I don't know. It's just something about like shaking hands, seeing someone's smiling face in person just means a lot more than, you know, talking on a computer all the time. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, the faster we can get back to that, the better for everybody. And, you know, I just want everybody to be safe.
For sure.
You know, have fun, be, you know, have a good time. And just, I don't know. I like everybody to be happy. I'm like a, I'm a people pleaser, you know? So I just want everyone to be happy. So let's all just be happy.
When the time is right, we're there to gather and do the fun things. Right. And you gotta bring it back to wrestling, I guess, before we wrap it up. Cause once that does happen, I'm sure that energy is going to be so high for you guys to get back together and just have some fun. Right.
Well, I know that the fans of Windsor, like, well, we've been doing the shows now. If you don't count the pandemic, we started in 1993 running shows, you know, and now we're going into the year 2022. So if you think about it, we're knocking on the door of a 30-year anniversary.
I was thinking.
And I think we have such loyal fans, you know. Impact was here filming TV for the last few years, and a lot of the Windsor people were exposed to Impact, and now with them, you know, with the border being closed and stuff like that, nobody really gets that access anymore. And the fact that, you know, Border City, homegrown talent, you know, you get to see the Aiden Princes and the El Reversos of the world. And that's like the next generation, hopefully, of what we're going to see on TV. And those are the kind of guys that, you know, if you come to a Border City show, whenever that is, you know, it's going to be a good time. And you know that the fans of Windsor are aching for it. We get messages on the Border City Wrestling Facebook all the time asking when we're coming back. And trust me, we wish we could have been doing shows the entire time. But for the safety of the wrestlers and the fans and all that stuff, we just have to put things on hold. But like, as you can see, as you heard, or I'm not sure how much of a visual thing we're going to see, Reversal's in the best shape of his life. Aiden Prince is in the best shape of his life. Bhupinder's in the best shape of his life. So all these guys, they're getting ready. They're, you know, they're on the starting block. They got their hands down on the ground. They're just waiting for the gun to go off and we can get going. And I think it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see what the crowds are like when we come back, what the shows are like, who's going to be there. I don't know. It's going to be super exciting. I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of questions to be answered. There's a lot of unanswered questions that we left off with too. With, you know, right before the pandemic, supposed to have that lockdown event. Coincidentally enough, called lockdown.
Yeah,
would have been fantastic. You know, so who knows if we can get back to somewhere close to that spot? Things are going to be great for the wrestling world. Back again in Ontario and in Windsor.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Looking forward to it. You know, we miss the fans of Windsor. Like, we were running shows at one point for like every 6 weeks. You know what I mean? Yep. And now it's been 22 months since the pandemic. And I think we ran, I think, the fall of 2019.
Yeah.
So we're knocking on almost 3 years of not being, not having any live wrestling. So
by the time
I miss everybody so much, and I'm sure they miss us. And I'm sure they'll love to see how much weight I've gained in the last 3 years when I've tried to squeeze into my suit again. But hey, you know, whatever.
Hey,
it's COVID weight, you know.
Yeah, you got excuses. And those are all the reasons that we love BCW, though, man. And it's cool to catch up with you guys, you and Reverso, to again, you know, I've been able to tell your stories on here, and that's a thing that I've, you know, cherished. And to catch up with you guys and get excited for the return has been fantastic too. So thanks for taking the time to shoot the shit with me, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you reaching out to me, and I appreciate you advertising that event for me. I want to do right about the veterans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So like you said, you know, it's actually this weekend, right?
The following weekend, 18th and 19th. Yeah.
Next weekend, 2 days. Between 2 and 6 p.m. on Saturday and 11 and 3 the next day, Tecumseh Legion. We'll talk about it again after the interview, and we'll share it online for sure.
I appreciate it so much. And I miss everybody, and be safe. Everybody have a very happy holiday, and we'll see you either in the ring, at a toy show, or in the junk food aisle very, very soon. Thanks for getting in touch with me again, and Thanks to everybody in Windsor. We love you. We miss you. And we'll see you guys real soon.
And a huge thank you to Jeffrey Scott for joining me to chat about some cool and unique things on Wind City Sports. Getting caught up with another guy from Border City Wrestling. Always good things to say about Reverso as well. And check out the toy show next weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the Tecumseh Legion, like Jeff said. If you're looking for a last-minute gift, it's a great way to do so and shop local and support Adopt a Vet. You know, you'll end up, you know, getting a veteran without a family some Christmas gifts, and get some Christmas gifts of your own. Maybe find some rare stuff if you're a collector and stuff like that. They got everything, like I mentioned. It's not, I know Jeff's big into those Funko Pops and stuff, but you never know what you might find if you're a collector. So go check it out. And vinyl records, I mean, yeah. Another cool thing, you know, you can explore anything at that event. So I might actually check it out for some vinyl. But that being said, we're gonna wrap up the Wind City Sports podcast this week, talking about some local sports news. Not a ton of crazy stuff to talk about, but I mean the Lakeshore Canadians out there in Belle River, it's pretty crazy actually. 17-0 through the season so far. Junior C team, some decent hockey, but just to be able to be on that streak is pretty unbelievable. Last week we had Bruce Crowder, original Essex 73, another Junior C, good team out there. Always good battles with them. The Windsor Lancers are doing well as well, ranked number 8 out of the 10 top U sports teams in Ontario. The Lancers men's hockey team recently closed out their season for 2021 with a victory over Waterloo. Noah Jesprecht helped the Lancers close out the first half of the season in impressive fashion, making 26 saves. Warriors goaltender Dan Murphy was also busy, stopping 29 of the Lancers' 32 shots, again beating Waterloo 3-2. This was on Saturday night in Waterloo. Up next, they'll be waiting for the new year after Christmas as they take their holiday break and coming back on January 7th when they host Laurier, the Laurier Golden Hawks. In a weekend doubleheader as well, puck drops at the Capri Pizza Center, former South Windsor Arena. The same day, the women's team will also be taking on the Waterloo Warriors, and they closed out their 2021 season with their third straight win in a 4-0 victory over Brock. Goaltender Kristen, oh boy, help me with this one, Swiatoczyk saved all 37 shots that came her way in a phenomenal performance between the pipes. This is her second shutout in many starts. Riley Hogan, Ashley Mitri, Jaden Cherry, and Aubrey LaFleur all scored for the blue and gold. Again, they'll be waiting until after Christmas as they look for the Golden Hawks, Laurier Golden Hawks, on January 7th. All other sports are also waiting until the new year. The track and field team will be back, and of course, like to see the hockey teams back in the new year, as well as volleyball and basketball. Same with the St. Clair Saints. A lot of their sports are starting to halt, and volleyball wrapping up, and basketball will be starting off in the new year as well, following the annual Lambton Lions Invitational Tournament that took place a few weeks ago. Like I tell you, it wasn't that busy of a week for Wind City Sports News, but I do got to tell you about Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC, located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg. The holiday countdown event continues on as we roll into the new year and as new models approach. They're offering great deals on the new 2020 GMC Yukon, the 2022 Chevrolet Suburban, and the new 2022 Chevrolet Tahoe. And that's just to name a few. We also have a few more 2022s in stock. Great deals, great people down there at Amherstburg Chevy GMC. They're proud to serve all the folks in Windsor, Kingsville, LaSalle, and surrounding areas. They provide top-notch quality service to everyone who walks through the doors, and this includes assistance with picking out a new ride, financing it, and keeping it top quality condition. So check them out at AmherstburgGM.com as well, located on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg, Ontario. Tell them the Wind City Sports Podcast sent you too. But again, a quick one, not a lot to talk about this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast, so I'm going to wrap it up. That is all this episode on Wind City Sports. My name is Drake DeMore. I'm here every Monday, first thing in the morning. These episodes are released on everywhere podcasts are found, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all that. Even now, this new Facebook podcast, we're as well on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Give us a subscribe on our YouTube channel, like, follow on anything else you might use. Please give us a review or rating on any app you might use for podcasting, and tell your friends, share the pod, share the stories, share the clips on our social media. I like to make much more. So again, check us out everywhere online. Very easy to find now, even with a quick Google search. You can just search, you know, Win City Sports and someone's name, or WCS and someone's name, like WCS El Reverso, and it'll pop right up after over 5 years going strong with all of our storytelling on Win City Sports. Love to do it. My name is Drake DeMore. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Drake DeMore. But until next time, smell you later.